Mexico's top woman golfer will explain tomorrow why she's retiring at the ripe old age of 28. Lorena Ochoa announced her surprise decision a couple of days ago. It came as a bit of a shock to fans of women's golf. Ochoa has been the number one woman golfer in the world for the past 3 years. She's won 27 tournaments during the past 6 years. She's not only a great golfer, she's a great ambassador for the sport. Carlos Nava is the sports editor for Al Día, the Dallas Morning News Spanish language newspaper. Carlos, you cover many sports, you've seen many things, but this is quite striking, someone retiring at 28 right at the top of their game.
Yeah, sure it is. She was telling like a year ago that maybe after her wedding, she could plan to leave the sport, trying to have some kids, whatever, but nobody knows exactly what happened right now because she's in the middle of the season. But somebody said this retirement is not going to be forever.
Now, Mexicans are known mostly as soccer fans. She's said to be the best-known Mexican athlete who's not a soccer fan. Tell us about the fan base for golf in Mexico.
It's not a popular sport. Most of the people who play sport before Lorena Ochoa was rich people or maybe some guys from some other country. She popularized the Mexican golf all over the world. For some other people, she is not just the best golfer in Mexican history. She is the best athlete, including the soccer players, because she was winning everything since she was a little girl.
Carlos, you're from Guadalajara, and so in Mexico, so is she. What is she like? What do you know about her?
I remember when I was working in Mexico, somebody told me that I needed to interview a little girl who was winning everything all over the world, including Mexico, United States, Europe. She was Lorena Ochoa. At the age of 8 years old, she was winning the world champion.
You say 8 years old?
Yeah, 8 years old. You know, she has the World Junior Championship record in San Diego, more than Tiger Woods for championships in a row. I think she won like 12 years in a row.
What kind of a loss is this for golf, financially and otherwise?
I think it's a huge loss, not just for the Mexican, even for the United States Golf, for the LPGA Tour. The LPGA Tour is having a lot of problems to bring more sponsors, maybe because of the economical situation. And Lorena Ochoa was one of the focal points of the campaign to grow this sport among everybody. So right now, I think they are losing a lot with Lorena off the field, too.
How do you feel about it personally?
Personally, I'm surprised, but I think Lorena Ochoa right now is tired of everything because, as I told you, she started to play at the high level since she was a little kid. So maybe she just wants to rest, but I'm sad because right now I don't think there are any other Mexican athlete of her size.
Carlos Navas, sports editor for Al Día, the Dallas Morning News Spanish language newspaper. Thank you very much for talking to us about her.
Oh, thank you for having me.
This is PRI.